Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I'm your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome back to episode 138 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. And I have a rant episode for you today. This is a short, sharp, motivational speech for you that's really the motivational speech that you didn't know that you needed, right? Today we're going to be talking about why you need to stop thinking that life needs to be easy. I see this so often in this world. It's why I do the work that I do. I'm here put on this planet to revolutionize the way women and girls all over the world see themselves and their body so they can stop the insecurities, stop the hiding, stop the self-doubt, and actually bring out their unique talents, gifts, and skills into the world. Wouldn't it be amazing if we lived in that kind of world where that no longer we had women and girls hiding, thinking that they need to be small or that the size of their genes actually matters as to whether or not they can change the freaking world? It doesn't matter. It does not matter the size of your pants. You can just go ahead and live what's in your heart and what's in the truth of your being right now. My sisters, my brothers, my misters, my others, whoever's listening here, I thank you for being here. I thank you for joining me on this podcast. If you do get value out of this podcast, then please leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is. It just makes it go out into the world. More people get access to this valuable content. And if you have enjoyed it, please share it as well. Share it around. Enjoy the love. Give it to people who might need it. Today's going to be a bit of tough love. I've got to be frank with you here. I'm on a little bit of a ranty mission, and I think that you're going to freaking love it. You're going to love it because the importance here is that we often think that life is meant to be easy, that you've got people out there. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's people that you admire. Maybe it's celebrities. Maybe it's people having the jobs that you want, having the relationships that you want or the body that you want. You look at them and think, oh my God, they've got it so easy. No, they don't. They never did. Honestly, my friends, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it and they're not. The reality is when you look at someone like Ed Sheeran, who's feeling like breaking records at the MCG, he once sat there in a bar playing his guitar. I'm rhyming now. He once sat in a bar playing his guitar and nobody listens to him. Nobody gave a shit about him. Nobody cared. He had to show up again and again and again. He would sit in his room and play that guitar until his fingers bled. He would sing horribly in the early days. Go back and if you can see any recordings of Ed Sheeran before he became Ed Sheeran, you'll see that he wasn't a great singer. And now one man stands there, fills a stadium here in Australia called the MCG of over 110,000 people. That many people. That's a whole town in some towns. He didn't do that by taking the easy path. No one that you know, sports stars, athletes, millionaires, nobody did that by taking the easy path. And yes, you could argue that there are people in the world who have a unique set of circumstances, privileges, right? And gifts. And they do. We all have gifts. We all have things that have been given to us. And sometimes people's privileges are significantly more than others. But in any direction you go, if you want to be successful in your life, if you want to achieve things that you want to achieve, the easy path is not going to get you there. It's not how it works. The easy path is where everybody else is. The easy path is where the weak people are. The easy path is the slow lane. The easy path is full because a lot of people, most people, aren't willing to do what's hard. Self-love is not easy. We have a whole world telling us that who you are and what you look like and what you do is not good enough. Have you noticed that? Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your loved ones, maybe it's just the media at large, maybe it's just the messaging that has been embedded and beaten into your brain since you were a child that says that you're not good enough. Changing your life and changing your mind is not easy. It's not. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it. Because again, everybody's in that lane. Everybody is in the easy lane. That's where the majority of people are. It's hard to be consistent. It's hard to change your life. It's hard to get that better job. It's hard to educate yourself. It's hard to get into shape. It's hard to have a different body. It's hard to turn around and face your demons. It's hard to admit to yourself where your failings have been. It's hard to face your shadow deep within yourself. It's freaking hard. That's why most people don't do it. It is so much easier to sit on the couch than it is for me to go to the gym. So much easier. It is so much easier for me to scroll than it is to play piano every day. It is so much easier for me to faff about on the phone than it is to learn Spanish. It would be so much easier for me to get a job than it is to come here and show up on a podcast that nobody might freaking listen to. That's heaps easier. Every choice that we make is going to have hard and easy aspects of it. You might be thinking about going into business for yourself. And I have many clients who will come to me and they're like, cool, I believe in myself enough. I want to go into business. And I'm like, right, we need to have some really real conversations here. Because it's not easy. Neither is self-doubt. Neither is holding yourself back. Neither is insecurities. Neither is settling. You're going to have to choose your hard at some point in time and make a decision for you. What hard are you going to take? Because it's hard to get to the end of your life and realize that you didn't live. It's hard to get to any point in your life and realize that you're full of regret. It's hard to look back on your life and realize how many times you said no when you could have said yes. It's hard to live a life of fear. It's hard to live a life of doubt. It's not going to be much easier to live a life of courage, but it will give you different results. You've got to stop expecting your life to be easy. You've got to stop expecting it to be easy, because if it's easy, why are you doing it? It doesn't mean that you can't be easeful. It doesn't mean that you can't have a beautiful experience where things come to you and you enjoy your life. You don't have to be grit and grime and hustle of every single moment of every single day. It's not what I mean. But I need you to understand that if you want to get bigger muscles, you're going to have to lift heavy shit. And that's just as true in our physical body as it is in our mental body, our spiritual one, our emotional self. If you want to overcome your insecurities and your self-doubt, you're going to have to start lifting the muscles of self-belief. You're going to have to start ignoring the voices outside of you that tell you that you're not enough. You're going to have to start paying attention to the voices inside of you that tell you maybe you are enough. You're going to have to invest in your own personal development. Be that time, money, energy. You're going to have to listen to podcasts like this. You're going to have to show up to personal development courses. Maybe you invest in a coach. That's going to cost you money. It's reasonable. It's cost you money because they're going to make you work in a way that you would not make you work yourself. And that's not going to be easy. Easy, doing what is easy will lead to things being hard. Doing what is hard will lead to things being easy. We know this in our bodies, 100%. Even if you've never lifted a weight before in your life, when you are stronger, when you are fitter, is life easier? Yes. When I go to get my groceries out of my car and I can lift all those grocery bags, and I feel like Wonder Woman as I'm taking them in, one trip, life is easier. When I'm not puffed when I take that set of stairs, life is easier. But I didn't get the muscles from lifting the groceries. I didn't get the fitness by walking up the stairs on that one occasion. I get that by showing up to the gym and doing the hard things, by taking the walks, by going on the hikes that are going to challenge me. That's how we get stronger. That's how we get fitter. The only way to get stronger in any area of your life is to lift heavy things. That's how that works. Have the difficult conversations so that you can have more easeful conversations. Face the more difficult parts in yourself so that you can have more peace within yourself. If you always take the easy path, life gets hard, my friends. But if you're willing to do the hard stuff now, life gets easier later. And that's what most people don't understand. What most people don't understand is that they think that if they remain doing the easy things now, well, why wouldn't you take the easy choice now? It's easy. I'm just going to take the easy path. Cool. But if you keep taking the easy path, your courage atrophizes. You know, like muscle atrophy, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's true with everything. If you're not stretching yourself, if you're never getting uncomfortable or moving into a space of courage, you never get more courageous. In fact, that atrophies. You're not using the muscle of courage, so you're going to become less courageous. If you're not stepping out of your comfort zone and wearing clothes that intimidate you or going for jobs that intimidate you or risking failure or disappointment, then all the muscles of resilience, of strength, of getting back up, of courage are going to waste away. The only way that you get bigger and better at anything is to use the muscles that are required for those things. If you just sit on the couch all day, I know you've got jobs and I know you've got kids and I know you're doing stuff. You're not just laying about on the couch. I get that. But at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, when 5 minutes more sleep seems really, really necessary, and maybe it is, right? But that 5 minutes or more scrolling that you take isn't, is it? Tough love. We need to have that conversation with ourselves. How many minutes are you spending on social media a day? And some of you might be going, none, I don't do any. Okay, cool. How many minutes of television are you watching? None, I don't do any. Okay, cool. How many minutes are you spent procrastinating? How many minutes are you spent self-doubting? How many minutes are you spending making decisions of things that don't matter? How many minutes are you spending talking about others when you could be talking about yourself? How many conversations are you avoiding that you need to be having, both with other people or with yourself? You need to look for the places where it's hard. Not always, not every moment of every day. Of course, you need to regulate your nervous system. But you've got to stop thinking that it's going to be easy. To live the life of your dreams, my friends, is not for the faint-hearted. It's not, because it requires you to get smashed again and again. It requires you to have faith when everybody tells you to give up and go get a day job. And yes, those conversations, if you talk to anybody who's successful in their career, anybody is going to say, I got smashed and knocked down a lot. I have failed more times than you could possibly ever imagine. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant spent more time shooting that three-point than you could ever possibly imagine. Because the game is not where the game is. The game is in the practice. The game is in the hard. The game is getting up at 5 a.m. to shoot those hoops before you go to school, before you go to work. That's where the game is taking a little bit less sleep or a little bit less social time or a little bit less social media time and putting those into the concentrated things that are going to lead you to where you want to go in your life. And that's not easy. It's hard. I don't always want to go to the gym. I don't always want to get up and do a podcast. I don't always want to do the things that are going to take me in the direction of my dreams. In fact, often I don't want to do those things. I don't want to do them because it would be easier to just lie down and read a book. And often I will lie down and read a book, but I do that after my work is done. I'm going to do the easy thing after the hard stuff is done. And that's what makes me successful. That's what makes me consistently show up again and again and again. Because I know that I want to get to the end of my life, whenever that life may be. It may be today, and I don't freaking know, and neither do you. Statistically, it's 40 years away, right? But I've already lived half of that. I've already done 40 years. I know how quick that's gone. What's the next 40 years going to look like? I want to get to the end of my life and know that I gave it. I want to know that I went after it. Irrelevant of whether or not the outcomes happened the way that I wanted to, did I give it my all? Did I give it a red hot freaking shot? Did I really know within my hearts of hearts that I couldn't have given any more to that? Even if it takes me 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. A friend of mine said to me the other day, I said about piano, I play piano for a minimum 10 minutes a day, every day for the last 4.5 years. And I said, oh, I'm so looking forward to being able to just play this beautiful piece of music that we're listening to on Spotify. And they wrinkled up their nose and thought, that's going to take a really long time, they said to me. I said, yeah, it will. Time's going to pass anyway, isn't it? Isn't the time going to pass anyway? Isn't the next 40 years of my life going to pass anyway? If I'm lucky enough, if I'm privileged enough to get to old age, it's a privilege denied to many, my friends, and we know this. If I'm lucky enough and privileged enough to get to the 80th decade of my life, the eighth decade of my life, and get to that years of 80, couldn't I have spent the last 40 years of my life learning how to play the freaking piano? I'm going to be an amazing 70, 80-year-old piano player. Because the time's going to pass irrelevant of whether or not you put the effort in. Put the freaking effort in. Choose 1, 2, 3 things that you want to dedicate your life to. Maybe it's only the next 12 months. But I guarantee you that if you show up every single day to the things that you want in your life, as time unfolds, you will see results. That's what happens. Practice makes progress. It doesn't make perfection. It makes progress. The more that you do something, the better you're going to get at it. So if you're practicing being on the couch, if you're practicing self-doubt, if you're practicing hold yourself back, that's what you're going to get really good at. But in contrary, if you practice trust, if you practice showing up for yourself, if you practice discipline, if you practice doing the things that are going to lead you towards the life that you want in your life, then you're going to get better at it. And then that skill then compounds over time because you're not a beginner anymore. You already know how to shoot the hoops, right? Now you get to refine it. Now you get to get better at it. Now you get to be even greater than you ever thought was possible because you decided to show up when it was hard. You show up when it's hard, when no one else wants to do it, and you will have the competitive advantage each and every single time. But not only that, you will be proud of yourself. You don't get home from the gym and go, oh my God, I wish I didn't do that. No. Generally, once you're at the gym, once you're at the hard thing, you're fine. It's just getting there that's the hard part. And yeah, it's hard while you're there, sure. But afterwards, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. I feel so much better. I feel accomplished. I've committed to it. Show up when it's hard. Do the hard things now so you can have more ease moving forward in the future. Take the path less traveled. Pioneer your own path in whatever that happens to be. Understand that every great person that has ever done anything great in this life has done so because they have done the hard things consistently. They've showed up to the hard things. And that's what makes it look easy. Go forth, my loves. Be well. Do the hard things. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram,
TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.